She is fighting for her life. She does not have medical insurance. There have been more than 7,500 donations to help pay for her care, totaling $415,000. And Stanford rallied from a 29-point deficit to beat Colorado 46-43 in the second overtime. That happened very early this morning in a game that started on Friday night. And, of course, thank you, CSX Railroad, for telling us the sportscast is over.
It's Fritz weather.
Here's your forecast. This was the shut-up whistle. Rain, possibly a thunderstorm this afternoon. Patchy fog with a high near 60. Rain, oh, show, be quiet now. We heard you. Rain, possibly a thunderstorm overnight, a low of 44. On Sunday, a slight chance of rain, partly sunny, high near 55 degrees. Monday, scattered showers and a high of 54. Tuesday, chance of rain, cloudy 58, partly sunny on Wednesday, and a high near 60. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Experience. 49 in Butler, 57 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 55 at WRCT. New music from City Dress. That's new music from a group called City Dress here on Radio 9. The Tonight Show Band is going to take us to news time on Radio 9. conducted by Milton DeLug. It's the Tonight Show Big Band on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and post at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From feature story news in Washington, I'm Nick Harper with the Week in Review. This week, the world learned of the true horror of Hamas's attack on Israel last Saturday. Families slaughtered in their homes, children kidnapped and taken hostage. Israel responded with airstrikes on Gaza with the aim, they said, of destroying militant positions. Civilians, though, living in the densely populated Gaza Strip, were caught in the crossfire. The death toll of both Israelis and Palestinians rose throughout the week, as did tensions, with the deployment of hundreds of thousands of Israeli troops to positions along the border with Gaza. FSN's Sarah Coates sent this report from Tel Aviv.
We do know that tens of thousands of Israeli troops are gathering there on the border. Almost 400,000 reservists have been called up to the military. This is the largest drive ever seen. There is a lot of concern. Hezbollah right now and Israel are trading fire on the northern border. This is extremely concerning to Israel, given that Hezbollah is supported by Iran. It is thought to have extremely long-range, extremely deadly missiles.
Israel imposed a blockade on Gaza, cutting off food, water and fuel, saying it would stay in place until Hamas freed the estimated 150 Israeli and foreign hostages that it seized last weekend. Jewish community sites worldwide, and prominently in the US, were also on alert on Friday after the former leader of Hamas called for a day of terror. FSN's Washington correspondent Simon Marks reports.
As the blockade of Gaza goes into another day, the Israeli Defense Forces say they have dropped more than 6,000 bombs on the territory. President Biden's National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is preparing to start airlifting Americans who want to leave Israel.
The president has asked his team to ensure that we are assisting U.S. citizens who do want to leave Israel and providing them with a safe means of doing that.
He conceded no similar arrangements are in place for Palestinian Americans who want to leave Gaza.
As this week went on, the United Nations called for the protection of civilians in Gaza, and it urged the Israeli government to reverse its 24-hour evacuation notice for the 1.1 million people living in the northern part of the territory, warning that it could have devastating humanitarian consequences. FSN's William Denslow was monitoring developments from UN headquarters in New York.
In a social media post, the UN's humanitarian affairs chief, Martin Griffiths, said the noose around the civilian population in Gaza is tightening. The UN's Palestinian Refugee Agency says Gaza is becoming a hellhole, describing Israel's order for over a million people to move south as horrendous. Human Rights Watch says this isn't an effective order when people have no safe place to go.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK
McKeesport.
If I have to cry to keep
O'clock hour, 106, much more music time. 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook, Mastodon, and Post, and Jay Thurber Show. Here's Jim Croce on Radio 9.
Little south side of Chicago is the baddest part of town.
Broadcasting 40 years, so filth, sitting in your own filth is part of the game.
Everybody's doing the dog. track. Do the bulldog. Do the bulldog. Yeah, yeah. Do the bulldog, baby. Do the bulldog. Yeah. Do the dog. Everybody's doing the dog. Come on, baby. Come on, Jack.
Rufus Thomas doing the dog at 1:12. Much more music time. Here's some news you can't possibly use. A man in India has died after using a strong two-part epoxy to seal his private area because he did not have a prophylactic. 25-year-old Salman Mirza had reunited with his ex-fiance for a drug-fueled romp. This according to the Times of India. At a hotel in Bangladesh, when he decided to slather the epoxy adhesive on his bathing suit area to avoid getting her pregnant. Police told the newspaper that the pair were drug addicts and were known to mix the epoxy to inhale for a kick. Several witnesses said that Mirza, along with his former fiance, both of whom were addicted to drugs, had gone to a hotel. Since they did not have any protection, they decided to apply the adhesive to ensure that she did not get pregnant. They were carrying the adhesive, as they usually did, to inhale. A friend of Mr. Mirza found him unconscious in the shrubs, and we've all been unconscious in the shrubs a few times. After he checked into the hotel, he was taken to a hospital where he died of multiple organ failure. Mr. Mirza's family claims the ex-fiance is the one who applied the junk to his junk. They are calling for a coroner's inquest. A forensic examination is ongoing. And all I have to say about that is...
Ouch, you're breaking my heart. Upset the apple cart. Feet don't touch the ground. When we first met, I must admit, I fell for you right from the start. When we meet, all kinds of things it seems upset the apple cart.
All kinds of things it seems upset the apple cart.
Ouch, don't deserve me. Ouch, please don't hurt me. Ouch, ow, ow, ouch. Ouch, don't deserve me. Ouch, please don't hurt me. Ouch, ow, ow, ouch.
The Ruddles there on Radio 9.
We've been going
instead. Here's Jan and Dane.
For such a long time. And up until now, everything was just fine.
Know how to hurt a guy. That guy really knew how to hurt himself. Actually, we have an update on that story now.
Oh, really?
It turns out that they were a little bit confused, as the police said they were high at the time, and they were not trying to glue his front. No, they were trying to glue his rear. Yeah, it turns out it had a crack in it.
Radio 9!
What exactly is this?
Well, this is a radio station.
What kind of fool do you think I am? Do you think I am now? Think I am.
Well, Dale and the Rondells, what kind of fool do you think I am? Well, depends what kind of fools are there. On Radio 9,
WRKZ
121 Chime Time, new music coming your way from a group called Hot Wax. So stay tuned for that. We'll also check a brief message and your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Looking here at the radio historian calendar that we have in the giant revolving ballroom. On this day in 1924, radio station WEAF in New York City started a network. That network became NBC. So on this day in 1924, the NBC network got started. Feel free to take the rest of the day off. Boogie for you. What else should we tell you about? We promised you a brief message. This is Fire Prevention Week. And the Pennsylvania State Fire Commissioner is urging you to pay attention to fire prevention. It turns out that cooking fires are the number one cause of property damage, including fires and casualties all over the state of Pennsylvania and in the United States. So stay tuned while cooking. The theme this year is cooking safety starts with you. Always stay in the kitchen while you are frying, boiling, grilling, or broiling food. If you need to leave, turn off the stove. Do not leave your home while the oven is in operation. Keep anything that may catch fire, oven mitts, wooden utensils, or food packaging away from stovetops. Keep a kid-free zone of at least 3 feet around the stove. Well, my wife and I have kept the entire house is kid-free. And other areas where hot foods are prepared. If a fire does occur, call the fire department and get out. This is Fire Prevention Week. For more fire and safety tips, visit osfc.pa.gov. That's a message from the Pennsylvania State Fire Commissioner.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain?
Da, 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 da.
What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Foggy out there right now. Rain, maybe even a thunderstorm this afternoon with a high of 60. Rain and thunderstorms overnight, low 44. Chance of rain on Sunday. Partly sunny with a high near 55. Monday, scattered showers, mostly cloudy, high 54. Tuesday, chance of rain, mostly cloudy, 58. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 60 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 52 in Beaver County, 49 in Butler, 64 in Washington. It's 56 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level. At the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 55 degrees. New music from Hot Wax.
Yes.
Sounds like the girlfriend of the guy who used the epoxy on his... Never mind. That's a group called Hot Wax here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Jackie Wilson going to take us to the bottom of the hour. Check your radio calendar in a couple of minutes. You'll have more news coming up at 2 o'clock. I'm Jay Thurber, the website jaythurbershow.com. on social media, Facebook, Mastodon, and post at J. Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. This is Joe Cocker. Contours.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Yeah. baby been on the run so very long? Her folks sent a man to get us. They say we've done wrong.
From Del Shannon here on Radio 9. Hello to Big Mike, who called the request line 412-385-7450. Also, Captain Jack called 412-385-7450. I asked Captain Jack, I thought I had heard him call into KDKA the other day. I don't know why I'm mentioning their letters. They never mention ours. But anyways, and he says, no, he doesn't talk to Republicans. Randy Bish has an editorial cartoon on his website. It shows an elephant piloting a plane that's on flames and crashing into the ground, and the elephant is frantically reading the book, How to Fly. Here's Leslie Gore.
I'm Have you seen this man?
Jay Thurber!
Ah! Blasting better heads on boils!
Radio 9. I have a scratchy pot here. I don't know if you can hear this or not, but can you hear that? Well, maybe not. I got a scratchy pot here. We need to get the chief engineer in here to fix the scratchy pots on the mixing board. Who is that, by the way?
Yo, you fire.
Oh. It's Chubby Checker. Just talking about my scratchy pots. If you or someone you love suffers from scratchy pots, now there's a cure available.
Everywhere this weekend things are happening. Here and there and all around the world. Keep your dial tuned where you're in touch. This wonderful weekend with your radio.
Stop at there. Poof. There goes scratchy pots. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. Stop at Poof! There Goes Perspiration brings you the radio calendar for today, Saturday, October 14th, 2023. The Carnegie Library of McKeesport will hold a Monster Mash Halloween party Saturday, October 21st from 1 until 3 p.m. Please come in costume. Author Josh Bellin will speak at the Carnegie Library of McKeesport at 6 o'clock Wednesday, October 25th in honor of National Novel Writing Month. He'll be discussing his new book, Myriad. For more information about those events or any others, visit mckeesportlibrary.org or call 412-672-0625. The Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh and Violins of Hope present Daring to Decide: When Ordinary People Make Extraordinary Decisions. A distinguished panel of experts and authors will discuss their experience and share stories about family members who made life-altering decisions during World War II. That's at the Carnegie Library of Oakland, Sunday, October 22nd at 6:30. For more information, carnegielibrary.org. Da, da, da. The pickings are a little bit slim right now on the library, on the radio calendar here. We need to get you kids. You need to send your items in. When Evil Lurks is a film about Argentine brothers Pedro and Jimmy who discover that a demonic infection has been festering in a nearby farmhouse. Just in time for the Halloween season, that's at the Harris Theater, 809 Liberty Avenue, downtown. October 20th through October 25th. For more information, trustarts.org. The Associated Artists of Pittsburgh presents Cutting Holes for Eyes, an exhibition of work by artists Nicole Zabinski and Senda Shoemaker. That's now through November 4th. And Commerce, a group exhibition of 14 artists centering around the themes of beginnings, history, and nostalgia, is on display now through November 17th. The Associated Artists of Pittsburgh is located at 143rd Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, aapgh.org. Last and certainly not least, the Steel City Squares presents Square Dancing October 21st. Doors open at 7 o'clock at the Shiloh Center, 3832 Mintwood Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, squaredancepittsburgh@gmail.com. And if you or your organization have something you'd like to get off your mind and onto the radio, email radio-calendar@wrct.org. You can also email tubecitytiger@gmail.com. Either way, we will get it said for Greater Pittsburgh. The radio calendar, a copyrighted feature of this station. Promotional consideration has been paid by Jay Thurber's Lanternfly Helper. Makes a delicious meal out of the dead lanternflies on your back porch. Try some today.
You know, you might want to get an MRI of your brain.
Oh, I had one and I couldn't find nothing.
More music now.
Hello? How about some more music? Didn't they say more music now? Mercy.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? I get high with a little help from my friend. Got a
sound of the Beatles from the Sgt. Pepper album here on Radio 9. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Rita's Italian Ice. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including Italian ice made fresh daily with real fruit, available in more than 95 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 5th Ave near the University of Pittsburgh. For more information, visit the website at ritasice.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on 88.3, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Do you even think there are 95 flavors? Even Baskin-Robbins only claims 31. I don't know. I want to go in there and ask, show me all 95 flavors. Show me their fist. Show me a boot in the butt. Speaking of a boot in the butt, in college football action, the Carnegie Mellon Tartans have traveled to Bethany, West Virginia to take on the Bethany Bison right now with 5 minutes to go in the first half. Carnegie Mellon leads that game 17-7. It is a PAC conference game. We will keep following that game for you throughout the day. Pittsburgh Panthers are hosting the number 14-ranked Louisville Cardinals at 6:30. It's Pitt's homecoming game down at Acrisure Stadium. The Pitt Panthers could desperately use a win. They are 1-4 right now. Penn State Nittany Lions, ranked number 6 in the nation, are hosting the UMass Minutemen up there in Happy Valley. Game time there is at 3:30. Pittsburgh Steelers are off this week, but there is speculation that if Matt Canada is replaced, as many Steelers fans apparently hope that he will be, that John Gruden could get the job. Whether or not the NFL would like that, probably not very much, because Gruden is suing the league and Commissioner Roger Goodell. Elsewhere, Stanford rallied from a 29-point deficit last night to beat Colorado in the second overtime, 46-43. Elsewhere in college football this week, Cole Doyle threw for 3 touchdowns, and St. Francis of Loretto beat Wagner 31-7 on Thursday night. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Rain, maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon. High near 60. Watch, is foggy out there right now, so caution driving. Rain, maybe a thunderstorm overnight. Low 44. Sunday, slight chance of rain. Partly sunny otherwise with a high of 55. Monday, scattered showers. Cloudy, 54. Tuesday, chance of rain. Mostly cloudy. High near 58. Wednesday, partly sunny and a high near 60. Right now, 52 in Beaver County. 49 in Butler. 64 in Washington. It's 55 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 54 at WRCT. New music from Zach Bryan and the Lumineers take us to news time. Danielle Smith will have Keystone State News for you at 2 o'clock.
Turn on the TV, act like you don't see me, tell me everything is okay. My mother is a saint and told me if I wait, everything meant to be will stay. Well, I ain't a believer in people pleasing either. Telephones are ruinous place. Met a man in New York City, told me humans ain't as pretty as a perfect day will chase for all their days. I ain't spotless, neither is you. But once in my life, I'm gonna see it through. If you want spotless, I'll always lose. I don't want love, lover, I want the truth. Times to get to who they are. You were praying to the heavens on a late train car. Your heart knows deeper seasons than my eyes ever will. I'm a self-destructive landslide if you want to be there. I ain't spotless, neither is you. But once in my life, I'm gonna see it through. If you wanna leave this, that's okay. Everything meant to be is bound to stay. Remember jumping in the pool when we was fully clothed in August. We were soaking, choking, smoking in my old apartment. Then they cut off all the lights cause the bills were never paid. We were stealing all the power from the neighbors on vacation. I ain't spotless, neither is you. But once in my life I'm gonna see it through. If you want spotless, I'll always lose. You gave me love, lover, you gave me the truth.
And the Lumineers here on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber. Find me at jthurbershow.com or on Facebook, Mastodon, and post at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It is 2 o'clock.
The shortage of teachers and school staff has reached crisis level in some Pennsylvania public schools. It's among the chief concerns of the new teachers union president. Erin Chafin teaches middle school in Stroudsburg. As the new leader of the Pennsylvania State Education Association, he notes in the past 10 years, there's been a 73% drop in applicants seeking first-year teaching certificates in the Commonwealth. Chafin says Pennsylvania is already working to award scholarships and recruit future educators through a new community-based initiative.
We also just instituted a new program and introduced it into Pennsylvania called Educators Rising. It's an opportunity for kids in high school to have those opportunities to see if education is the path that they want to take in their adult lives.
Pennsylvania serves more than 1.7 million students in grades K through 12. This month, the state's Department of Education has launched a new online portal with resources and information for people interested in becoming educators. Chafin says one major issue is that teachers and other support staff don't feel they're making competitive wages. The union is backing a bill that would substantially increase salaries.
There's some legislation right now, and we're supporting it, that the minimum salary for educators be $60,000 a year, and that our support professionals get $20 minimum an hour for working in the schools. And we really believe that this will open the doors for some coming into education that may not have already been considering it.
Fall leaves on the lawn might seem like a nuisance, but they actually play an important role for the environment. A new survey from the National Wildlife Federation reveals most people know that leaf layers provide a home to moths and insects, which birds need to survive. And yet they continue to bag them up and send them to a landfill. Tim Eiffel with the Pennsylvania Horticulture Society says trees are an essential part of the environment.
They're these living things that are used to this nutrient cycle where, you know, in a forest setting, you can imagine they drop their leaves on the ground. Those leaves slowly decompose, return nutrients to the soil, and then the tree roots will take up those nutrients and use them to grow.
The Leave the Leaves survey found more than 70% of people know that fallen leaves and leaf layers are beneficial to wildlife, soil health, and biodiversity. But only one in four keeps their leaves on the lawn. Instead of buying mulch for landscaping, Eiffel says he runs over the leaves with a mower, which helps add the organic matter to the lawn. He adds chopping up and using leaves also offers the benefit of moisture absorption in a way that's friendly to the local ecosystem.
The basis of that food chain in many cases is this great insect life, and they need that leaf litter to reproduce every year and to overwinter. And if we take that away from them, then they're not going to have any places to overwinter, and we're not going to have that basis of the food chain that every other beneficial animal is going to need to survive.
National Wildlife Federation naturalist David Mizajewski says the lawn still needs to breathe, so leaving it totally covered with a few inches of leaves is too much. It's better to chop them up. He adds, putting leaves in bags for disposal is not a good idea.
Bagging them up and sending them to the landfill actually is a really bad thing. It really contributes some really nasty greenhouse gases to the atmosphere that are a piece of climate change.
I'm Danielle Smith, Keystone State News Connection. Find our trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Parker's Paradise Sweet Meat Treats, purveyors of pork-like products to the Tri-Counties.